Okay, the pasuk starts off. Vayhi b'shalach pari yisrom loynocham alikim derech eretz pelishtim ki korivu ki yomar alikim pen yinochim on beroisim alchom v'shovu mitzroima. So we know that there's a machlokes in Chazal. Whenever you find the words vayhi, it's a lashon of tzar. So one medrash says, and it's also found in the Gemara and Megillah, that it's only if it says vayhi bimei. If it just says the word vayhi without bimei, then it's not a lashon tzar. And in fact, in the medrash Shoichetoy, it brings a raya that it has to say vayhi bimei to be a tzar, because otherwise it doesn't make sense vayhi b'shalach pari yisrael, because there was no real tzar. What was the big tzar? Pari sent Klal Yisrael out. At the very least, it was Shlav Aleph of Yetzias Mitzrayim. True, we still had to have Kriyas Yamsuf, but it was definitely at least step one of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in the past, some of you may remember, I explained that Tzar could be that we were giving too much credit to Pari. If you remember, we said such a pshat. The tzar was that we viewed we focused our Hakoros HaTov to Pari. That's alone a tzar. The fact that we focused tzar Pari shouldn't be given any credit. The Rebbeinu Shlomo should be given credit. And instead we viewed it like Pari sending us out. So that's the Vayihi. That's a Lashon tzar. I'm going to go into a little bit of a different pshat and to tie it into V'lonocham Elokim Derech Eretz Pelishtim Ki Korevu. The pasuk goes on to say V'lonocham Elokim Hashem didn't guide them or lead them through the desert Derech Eretz Pelishtim Ki Korevu. It's too close. The pasuk goes on to explain when you read the passage just simply, very hard to understand. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar said over 10 times, let's go back to Mitzrayim. What Hashem did, He gave us much more opportunities to say we want to go back. When we went through the Midbar was much more challenging than Erech Eretz Pelishtim. But the passage reads, why didn't he guide them through Eretz Pelishtim? Because it's close. And they'll change their mind and they'll go back to Mitzrayim. And now that he took them, schlepped them through the Midbar, how many times did they say, let's turn around and go back to Mitzrayim. We did it plenty of times. It makes more sense, get us into Eretz Yisrael quickly. If you're worried about us turning around, so get us into the country. It says, Kikorevu, it's too close. Take them in that way. And also, of course, I got Hashem Tikser. Hashem could take us in however He wants to take us in. It's like, Kivu, Hashem is trying to find Eitzis, how to get us in. And lastly, the last place in the world that we'd want to go to, Mitzrayim. Why would that be her? You want to go to Japan? Go to Japan. You want to go to Hawaii? Go to Hawaii. I can think of some nice places. Bermuda, place you can find a nice place. Why would the people want to go back to Mitzrayim? You just came out of death, persecutions. Why would we head back to Mitzrayim? It's a very strange thing. Did you ever see that a prisoner escapes and he comes back to the prison? I mean, he's brought back to the prison. He doesn't come back. That's not where he's heading. He's not heading to the prison. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. They're going to go back. What are they going back for? Very strange. Okay. Anyway, so we have to get some kind of understanding in this Midrash plea here. This whole beginning of the parasha. But the Medrash learned something very interesting out of the drasha. V'lonocham Elokim derech eretz pelishtim kikorevu. Instead, it says Vayasev Alekimis Ahom Derech Amidbo Yamsuf. So the Medrash seems to play with the words Vayasev. The Medrash says Mikan. From here, we learn Shafilu Oni Shebi Yisrael Lo Yoichal Ad Sheyosev. So it sounds like the Medrash is playing with the words Yosev Haseba, like something like that. It's cute. Doesn't have any shaychus. He led us through the midbar. But the word vayasev comes as a sheirish of haseva. So the Medrash says, from here you see that a oni should be Yisrael, that even a poor person in Klal Yisrael, which is the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, where the Mishnah learns out that even an oni in Klal Yisrael. So I want to try to make this drasha have some kind of connection to the actual meaning of the pasuk, what the pasuk was talking about. Anyway, so what happens is like this. So we go out, and Parei vayehofech levav Parei alhom. Parei changes his mind, and he's chasing after us again. When he chases after us now, at this point, so Klal Yisrael are caught in a very bad matzav. They have the Yam in front of them. They have the Mitzrayim, Kol Sus Rechav Parei behind them. They're pretty much stuck. So Klal Yisrael come to Moshe. And Moshe davens to Rabbeinu Shlomo. I mean, it's not much else that they can do at this point. Davening is, let's pray. That makes sense. Moshe Rabbeinu gets told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as follows. Ayim HaShem HaMoshe. Mati Tzikilai. What are you davening? I ask you. What are you davening? What am I davening? What should I do over here? Jump if you're not davening now, when are you going to daven? Of course you have to daven.
Jump in.
So if the Eibishter would say, don't daven now. Fine. Okay, whatever the Baruch Hashem wants, we do. He says, daven, daven. Not daven, not daven. We're soldiers that follow. But the Baruch Hashem doesn't just tell Moshe not to daven. He uses the Lashon Matit Sekelai. Well, what are you doing? Like as though Hashem is bewildered. So Rashi adds to the bewilderment. Rashi says that Hashem told Moshe, Achshav ein zman tefila. Yisrael nesunim batzara. It almost self-contradicts. Achshav ein zman tefila. Now is not a time to daven. Yisrael nesunim batzara. The Jews have a tzara. What do you mean? That's why I'm davening. The Jews have a tzara. I'm davening. What should I do? It's not. Davening is over, so tell them to go. That's the least logical thing to do. To go into the water. Again, if Hashem tells us to do it, we'll do it. I understand. Even though it's not the time to do it, it's never the time to jump into the water. That's against all rules of logic that we should go into the water. That makes no sense. But again, if Hashem tells us, we do it. No questions asked. I'm a soldier and I follow my leader. There's no question. But Hashem tells Moshe, Ki'ilu, making it sound like Moshe, what's with you, Moshe? You say, you started to daven now? Now it's not a time to daven. Go right ahead. Go right into the water. What's the pshat? Klal Yisrael now in the Torah. Moshe, why are you davening? Klal Yisrael in the Torah. That's why I'm davening. It's my job. And what's interesting is for the next 40 years, whenever we have a tzara, Moshe davens. And Hashem doesn't tell Moshe, this is not a time to daven. Moshe davens. That's his job. Moshe davens. All of a sudden now, Hashem tells Moshe, Achshav ein zman tefila. Now is not a time to daven. We'll go into the Mechilta a little bit of the Shira, and then we'll try to wrap it up. Everybody knows Shabbos Shira is one of those very special weeks with the School of Parnasa, with the Rimnevel. I sort of even made it to the shul website and email list that the School of Parnasa, Tuesday, some do it Wednesday, some do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's all kinds of minhagim. It generally doesn't work. Just I don't want to disappoint anybody. But Loy ra'inu, like the Goyen says by Santa Claus. Loy ra'inu mis'aschim mizeh. We haven't seen too many people become wealthy from this, but okay. We want to do it. People are very machmeh with schools, subhanallah, very machmeh. I had a complaint last year. Somebody asked me during Yom Nairon, we don't give by Ravina Malkenu, we don't give time for the tefillah for the panas. For nothing else, anybody have any tainus? For that, there's that little piece for the panas. Everybody has tainus. So Lamaisa, we know that the Shira doesn't just reflect Shiras Yamsuf. The Shira is an everlasting, Oz Yosher. It's an everlasting Shira. And Chazal give it all kinds of broad ramifications. It's the Shira of Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's the what is it? And it's all because there's one issue. Because it says Oz Yashir instead of saying Oz Shar. It should say Moshe sang. Yashir is a Lashon Osid. That we will sing. How do we learn Pashat? Oz Yashir. What's Taka Pashat? I understand that the mystical pshat is that it's not just going for then, it's going for the future. But we know it always has to be pshat also. What's pshat? Oz Yashir. It's a fascinating mechilta right here on the spot. First, of course, we bring down the regular drasha. Omra Meir, Oz Shor Lo Nemar, doesn't say Oz Shor, El Oz Yashir. Then he goes through Mikan L'Tchis HaMesim and Atera. This is all the mystical that Moshe is going to sing, meaning even though Moshe was Niftar, he will sing when he gets up. Fine. But then the Mechilta continues. Mechilta says like this. Omru Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to this Mechilta. It's an unknown Mechilta, this. Fascinating Mechilta. Omru Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Ma'alenu Lazus. What should we do? What are we supposed to do now? Obviously, this is before the Kriyas Yamsuf. They're asking Moshe what to do. We'll see why it's before. Omar Elohim. So Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, you know what you should do now? Tehei noisnim mefarim misroimimim shir v'shavach ugdula l'mi sham al-chama shaloi. You should go say shira to Hashem. Shira. What are we saying? We're in the Torah now. This is before the Kriyas Yamsuf. This is before Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe is telling them, give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch. This is much stranger than what Moshe was doing. Moshe was davening, help save them. Moshe tells Chaisel to do something even stranger. He says, Tehei, go sing. Sing. Praise Hashem. Praise for what? I mean, there's things to praise Hashem for, but what are we talking about? Ashir Hashem, the message goes on. Boys, a sharp apostle, you saw PM Varm Shira. Ashir Hashem, ki goy goy. Fascinating. So, according to the Mechilta, Oz Yashir was said before Kriyas Yamsuf. Not the way you read it simply. Oz Yashir was a projection, it was said before. So Levi Yitzchak comes right here on the spot in the Kedushas Levi. And Levi Yitzchak says, Muhulo Lekwa Hashem and Oiva Yivashaya. He says, Af Lifnei Atshua Ani Mahalaloi. I praise Hashem before He saves me. I praise Him for saving me before He saves me. He says, why? Lifishi Batuach Ani She Yivashaya Me Oiva. Because I'm bitochen, I'll be saved. Kach bekan b'yamsuf. Yisrael meroiv bitchoinim ba'akadosh baruch hu v'yodu shevada yibo kehayam. Also beliba miyad lo ma'ashira. Kodem ha'yeshua. Before the Yeshua Klaus also said shira. This is like a fascinating piece. But that's what the Mechilta says. And this is how the Kedushas Levi understands the Mechilta. Some try to learn the Mechilta differently. That's the way the Mechilta reads simply. And that's how the Kedushas Levi explains the Mechilta. Now, If we use this, we can understand the continuation of Medrash. Because the Medrash says something different about this Shira than any other Shira. The Medrash says about this Shira as follows. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Piyo Pascha B'chochmah, Ad she'omdu Yisrael al hayam lo metzinu odom she'omar shiru la'kodesh Baruch Hu el Yisrael. Takes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Piyo Pascha B'chochmah, it says that's talking about the Yidden, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the Yam, that they said Shir al Hayam. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what does this Medrash mean? Nobody said Shira. People said Shira. Doesn't mean nobody said Shira till now. And what's the Chachma? What was the big wisdom before? He says, till now, people said Shira. After they were saved. Or after they had something that they appreciated. Leah had Yehuda, Pam Odes Hashem. But this is the first time that praise was given before what it was given on happened. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Piyo Poscha B'chochma. It started even before it happened. That's the Lashon Pesach. That's how the Baal Shem learns, based on this Mechilta, Me'ein the Kedushas Levi, that this Shira was unique. It was a Shira that was in advance. It's really fascinating, the whole thing, from beginning to end. So the question is, what's really going on here? So I think we have one approach that really will give us beer on this whole idea from beginning to end. What was the Vayhi B'Shalach Parei? What's the Oni Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochel Atri Yosef? What's going on? The Ramban in Chumash by us, the Ramban explains this throughout Kriyas, throughout Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and onward. He says that the purpose of all these the miracles that happen is constantly being reiterated in the Pasuk, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. So the Ramban says the point of all these miracles was not for the time that the miracles happened. It was to give us the understanding that every single thing is a nes. Everything is the direct intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all these miracles, all they were bringing out things that we live through every day. The nisim and the flores that we have every single day, kosher panasos shaladim kikriyas yamsuf, kosher lozavgam kikriyas yamsuf, the miracles we have every day that we don't realize. So the whole function, if the only thing Yetzias Mitzrayim would remain, would be a history book, even if it's a phenomenal history book, has no tachlis. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't do the miracles in Mitzrayim to make a history book. The Ribbono Shel Olam did the miracles in Mitzrayim to create a futuristic nation that believes in that everything is an ace. That every single thing in the world is an ace. And everything is divine intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of all the nisim that happened. Everything. That's the purpose of everything. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael have not yet internalized everything that happened in Mitzrayim. They were still the same that they were in Mitzrayim. That's why they're called We don't ever use the term It's the Erev Rav. We were still in the same level that we were before. And that's why when right before the Yam, right before we came to the Yam, there was still a problem. Halolawav de Avodazor, Halolawav de Avodazor. We still did not wake up. Avada we believed in Hashem. Avada we saw all these unbelievable miracles. But we took them at face value. Gevaldige miracles. But everything else was the same. The world was the same world. Nothing changed around us. The world was still the same. And because the world was still the same, the world around us was still the same, we still had the same tzara. Vayi b'shalach parei Yisrael. We were still in the same tzara that we were in Mitzrayim. Nothing changed. For Hashem to take us now and take us straight into Eretz Yisrael would have just been to our detriment. Because we would end up right back in Mitzrayim. Not that we'll want to go back to Mitzrayim. But we'll end up back in Mitzrayim. Because if we didn't wake up and see the Yad Hashem in everything around us, we're going to go right back into Golos. So the Rebbeinu Shlom decided not to take us the easy way. Not to take us through Plishtim. Instead, he took us through the Midbar. So that we should further develop into a nation that understands that everything is an ace. What do we live through? We lived through 40 years of nothing is natural. The bread wasn't natural, the water wasn't natural, the clothing was not, nothing was natural. So the Abish that took us through the Midbar, so we shouldn't have to go back to Mitzrayim to learn the lesson that we were supposed to learn in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the reason why he didn't take us that way. The emes is that an oni, a poor person, potentially shouldn't have to do a seder. Why does a poor person potentially not have to do a seder? Because he's very downtrodden. He's not like a free man. He's a meshubed. He's falorin. He's falorin a mensch. Right? But the truth is that if a poor person has 100% bitachon, that every aspect of his life is directly dictated and governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he feels just as privileged as anybody else. The Maharal Mitprag says that the Chiddush in Arvei Pesachim, the Maharal in Arvei Pesachim, the Chiddush afilo nisha b'Yisrael, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that he needs to do a seder. You would think a guy like that doesn't have to do a seder. He's not a free man. But the truth is, the only reason why he's not a free man is if he doesn't have bitachon. If he has 1,000% bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has the same reason to have a seder like everybody else. It says the Medrash, V'lo Yinochem Alikim Derech Eretz Polishtim. Why did Hashem not take us straight to Eretz Israel? Because the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we should internalize that everything is Hashem. If that's the case, Mikan, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael Lo Yechlat Shiyasim. Because that was the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If the Oni Shebi Yisrael is going to feel lost, then we miss the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Oni Shebi Yisrael has to feel the divine intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Yosef Elohim Esohom Derech Amigbo Yamsov. That's why the Medrash learns out of this pasuk. The emes is that for Klal Yisrael now to witness another miracle, it's going to be another miracle, so we could put it into the book. We already saw miracles. We saw the 10 Makas in Mitzrayim. We saw everything. Makas Bechayres. We saw the Neflois that Moshe Benin performed in front of Pari and the Chartumim. We saw everything. So now what's Hashem going to do? Another miracle. So Moshe was praying for another miracle. Moshe said, Hashem, we need another miracle. One more. We had the frogs, we had the blood, we had the oroid. Now we need another one. Moshe looked, the Mitzrayim behind us, the Yamsuf is in front. This is miracle time. If this ain't miracle time, when is? So he turned to Rabbeinu Shalom, perform a miracle. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Achshav Ein Zman Tefillah. This is not a time to daven for another miracle. Yisrael Nesunim B'Tzara. The Tzara is in Klal Yisrael. It's not the Mitzrayim. Yisrael, the Sunnah B'Tzara, Klal Yisrael need to be redeemed. Klal Yisrael need to build up their belief in their bitachon. Dabrel B'nai Yisrael V'Yisrael, tell them just to go. Tell them to develop their bitachon. That's what they're missing. They're missing the bitachon in the teva. There can't be another miracle now. Now Klal Yisrael have to take a leap of faith. That's what Klal Yisrael need now. That's what they need now. They need to have 100% bitachon in the teva. They have to look at a regular yam that's there in front of them and walk into it without seeing a miracle. What does that mean? Looking at the regular yam and going, you know what? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is keeping that yam going. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now it's already seeing Hashem in the nature. That was the purpose. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Don't daven for another miracle. That's not what they need. We did that already. We did the miracle. The miracle phase is over. Now, Klal Yisrael have to develop their own bitachon in the nature. And that's why Kriyas Yamsuf had to happen differently than everything else till now. They walked right into the river. That means that was a 100% bitachon. To top it off, what did they do? They said Shira before they walked in. That's called having emunah in the Teva. A miracle, you say Shira afterwards on a miracle. But here they were developing the emunah and bitachon in the natural world. Looking at the regular yam and saying ki goy go before you went in. That's the highest madrig. And that's why this is the shir of Tchiyas HaMeisim. This is the shir of Lasid Lavoi. Because this is the ultimate level. The ultimate level is not to see Hashem in the Moifsim, in the Nisim. The ultimate level is to see Hashem in the Teva. Moshe brought them now in this Madrega. Till now the focus was look at the miracle. And now the focus was look at the Teva. It just wasn't the focus. That's why Hashem's taina to Moshe was Achsho Veina is Mantfili. You're davening for another miracle. That's not what they need now. Another miracle is not going to do it. Yisrael Nesunim B'Tzah. Klai Yisrael Nesunim B'Tzah.
How'd they know what to say? How'd they know what to say? What the shiur was going to be?
Because Moshe told them, you go in the Yam, don't worry, Hashem will split it. Moshe told them what's going to happen. But he said, it's not happening yet. You got to take the leap of faith. You have to look at the Yam and say, I believe Hashem is running the water, and the same Hashem that said that the water should fill up here is said that it's going to say it's going to split. And they believed it. They believed it to such a level that they were able to praise Hashem in advance for what's going to happen. That's the Spitz Madrege. And that's why this is the highest level shira. Such a shira was never said until. And that could be why this is the Skula for Parnasa. Because we know that the Skula for Parnasa is the acknowledgement that the Parnasa comes from Kutche Buich. I told the boys in Meredek and Maisa, there's a guy, Moshe Katzav. I was telling the boys in Dar Chanayim. They were learning brachas. The younger kids from first to fifth grade. So the Manal asked me to tell the boys a story, something, Machazik Brachas, Brachas Anenim. So I told him there's a guy in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Katzav, very wealthy guy. He just gave $20 million to Tzedakah. He's worth about $150 million at least. Liquid, he's worth $150 million. The guy had a fruit store. He had a fruit store. That was his panasa. And the fruit store was running very schwach. The fruit prices started going up. And the customers, he had to pay a lot. And it was Katamon. It was one of his more lavish neighborhoods. He couldn't sell low-grade fruit. He had to sell high-grade fruit. Meanwhile, people weren't buying. And he wasn't really from, quasi-from. He went to Rav Shlomo Zalman for a bruch. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach told him that if you look in the Targum Unkelus in Parshas Vayichi, you'll see how to get a bracha. Pasuk says over there, Naftali ayolo shelucha. Yankov Avinu gives a bracha to Naftali. He tells him that you're going to have tremendous land. Hanoisein imrei shofer. So the Targum Unkelus says, you're going to have wonderful land that produces wonderful fruit, right? That people will make brachas on that fruit. So Shlomo Zalman said, through Birchas Hanenim, which is a declaration that we believe everything comes from Hashem, that your parnasa will be saved. So he said, well, you want me to make a bracha? Of course I'll make a bracha. He says, no, you have to make sure that every customer of yours makes a Birchas Hanenim. You have to make sure. If you get every customer that comes into your store to make a Birchas Hanenim, I guarantee you'll be matzlich parnasa. So the guy says, Rebbe, 90% of my customers are not from. So how can I make them make bracha? It's not shaykh. Shlomo Zalman said, that's your job. I gave you the bracha. That's your job. The guy had a Yiddish cup. What he did was put up a big sign. First he got a box, like they have by the kosher with a bunch of yarmulkes. The box by each cash register, there was a box full of yarmulkes. It's yarmulkes that you put on. And then there was a sign in front of the store. Any customer that comes in gets a 20% discount. If they make a bracha by the cash register on one of the fruit. They make. Every customer made a bracha. They took out a yarmulke and made a bracha. Every customer. And the business turned around completely. Ad kedei kach that he opened up another store in Tel Aviv. Then he opened up another store in another. He's tremendously massive. And then he did so well, he started making investments. It's worth $150 million now. The guy. But it all started with Pechsanenim. Because the bracha that you have in the Teva, which Chazal tell us, is by acknowledging that everything comes from Kudsha Bruch. That everything is, and that's what Pechsanenim is. Pechsanenim is a declaration that everything in the world comes from the Rebbeinu Shelel. And that could be why the Shiras Hayam is a school for Parnosa. Just trying to give a Lutfish a Pshat Nechsidish Skula. So that's the Yisrael I think that we have to take out of this Nekuda, the whole first Chelik of the Parsha. That really, Lashem Aretzim Loyal. And that was the whole lesson of everything. And that's what was Nigmar now by the Yam. The Shabbos.
Too small hands. Number one.